or most revered Gurudev, introduced 1 month function, devotional function, at Calcutta Mott, the head office. From today to Vishwarup Khouri, up to that, including Janmashtami, Radhashtami, appearance and anniversary of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, all these things, Haridas Thakur, Nidhyan. We used to remain in Calcutta Mott for 1 month. After that, gradually, when we have got our mott there at Vrindavan, not in rented building, our own mott, then Jhulan Jatra was introduced, Vrindavan Dham. But this month-long Harismaran Mahotsav, it will continue. Those who will be there, they will finish it. And after Jhulan Jatra, we have to return to Calcutta, just after Jhulan Jatra. Other functions, we have to attend all these functions. Now this time, we are deprived of going to Vrindavan Dham. Our Pujyavati Dandishrami Bhakti Prasad, Puri Maharaj is insisting on my going to Vrindavan and participate Jhulan Jatra Mahasram. In Vrindavan, Jhulan Jatra Mahasram is the main festival. Your most revered Gurudev introduced you. Why you are going outside? He said, I do not know, already it has been finalized. Everything is doing by Swarup Damodar. He has made this. What can I do? Also the Calcutta devotees, Gurudev introduced 1 month. You are now not staying. They are going to Russia. All the functions, Haridas Thakur's Nidhyan, Bhaktivin Thakur's appearance day, and also Radhashtami, they have given up. What can be done? Our Narasimha Maharaj, he said, Radhashtami is compulsory in Russia. Twice you observed there. But the devotees of Calcutta, they have accepted their regret. And this time, I said, and I also submitted my prayer to Narasimha Maharaj, Bhakti Vijay, let us do this. Observe Radhashtami in Calcutta. He agreed. They're so keen. Harishmaran Mahasrav. Mahasrav, what do you mean by Mahasrav? Festival. Mahasrav means Prasad Distribution Mahasrav. Of preparing of very good all prasad we offered and we shall take prasad. General people, they understand Mahasrav means if we go to mart, we shall get all kinds of good dishes. But here Mahasrav, what is the meaning of Mahasrav? Harishmaran Mahasrav. By remembering Hari, that is actual Mahasrav. Always, if we can remember Sri Krishna, actual Mahasrav is that. Mahasrav means Mahananda. Great delightfulness. Bliss, delightfulness, transcendental delightfulness. Actual delightfulness you will get. By remembering Sri Hari Krishna. This 1 month you should observe like Kartik Vrata. Always you should remember. Our Guru Maharaj introduced. So today, from today, they started this function. Always we have to remember Krishna. But as we are myself, I am a conditioned soul, enslaved jivas, by previous impressions of bad actions, I do not like to remember Krishna. Even remaining in the mart, I have got no aptitude to participate in Harikatha. I move here and there. So Gurudev said, no. This 1 month you should carefully do. If you forget Krishna, then everything will be lost. Why you are staying in the mart? There were so many appearances and disappearances of different Vaishnavas in this mart. You have to remember them. By the grace of Haridas Thakur, by the grace of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, by the grace of Lalita Saptami, Lalita Devi, by the grace of Radharani, you will get everything. By the grace of Vishwarup, one with Baladev, all these functions you have to do it. Remember. Guru Maharaj introduced, you have to remain there for 1 month. When you will practice it, then practice will be a habit to you. If you will not practice, then your energies will be spent on some other things. You got to devote your mind to the object of worship. So they introduced these rules and regulations. Now, from today, Julan Jatra will start. and it is for 5 days, sometimes 4 days. But Ekadashi to Purnima. Where you will find this? You have circumambulated Brajavandal, Brajadham. There are 12 bonds, 12 forests. One forest is Kambabon. I think you have heard. Kamban, Kambabon. It has been written in Bhakti Ratnakar. There. Narahari Chakravarti, Ghanashyam Das has written. One Raghav Goswami was there. Raghav, not Raghav Pandit. Raghav Pandit was the person, or is the personal associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his sister Davayanti. In Krishna Lila, Raghav Pandit was Dhanishtha and Davayanti Gunamara. In Krishna Lila, Dhanishtha was preparing different kinds of food for the service of Krishna. Such food which can remain for 6 months, such which can remain for 1 year. She had got the capacity to do this. And Dhanishtha has appeared as Raghav Pandit in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. She is an ordinary woman. Where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eternally remains, stays. In the dancing of Nityananda Prabhu, and in the cooking of Shachi Mata, and in the house of Srivas Pandit, and in the house of Raghav Pandit, always Gauranga Mahaprabhu stays there. It is written. Always in these 4 places. Raghav Pandit, Damayanti. And those prepared food were taken by the devotees on foot from Panihati, Purushottam Das. Raghav Jhali. They are showing now from Gambhira, Adhakanta Mat, all the Babaji. Not from Gaurdham, but inside the temple. From temple they are taking, bringing something. It will be at least 500 kilometers from Bengal to Orissa. 500. And we are coming with those offerings to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all through this road on foot. Can you imagine? So he is Raghav Goswami, not Raghav Pandit, but he is also one with Champaklata. Who is Champaklata? One of the Ashtasakhis, Lita Vishakha Chitra Champaklata. One of the Ashtasakhis. Champraglata appeared as Raghav Goswami in South India. South India. There. Ramnagar. The place name is Ramnagar. Always worshipping Krishna with great devotion. Ultimately, he could not remain in South India, Ramnagar. He left and went to Brajadham. And always circumambulating, whole Brajamandal, circumambulating, visiting all the places of Krishna's pastimes. He couldn't remain without visiting. After that, he remained to the lotus feet of Govardhan, Govardhan Vilasi, Raghav Goswami. He had the knowledge, or he has the knowledge, still he is staying, where Krishna has performed, what kind of pastimes, everything. Where Srinivas Acharya, Narottam Thakur, they came to Brajadham. They are very eager to see all the holy places. And they heard Raghav Goswami. He visited all places. If you could approach him, by his grace you could see all these places. They approached Raghav Goswami. Raghav Goswami was very enthusiastic. Right? Raghav Goswami visited all the places, nook and corner of all the holy places of Brajamandal. And showed Narottam Thakur Srinivas Acharya. Narottam Thakur Srinivas Acharya and Raghav Goswami, three. There are many persons. Did not require many persons. They are all realized souls. By seeing the different places of Vrindavan Dham, they had ecstatic feelings. How we general people can understand this? It is beyond our understanding. What benefit? We may think, what benefit we will get by taking so much travel? We think it is trouble. Not only Giriraj Govardhan Parikrama, 14 miles, but whole Brajamandal. Wherever they say, saw any kind of relation with Supreme Lord, they had ecstatic feeling. They have got no attention to the body, where we are thinking only for the body. How we can perform bhajan? It's not possible. Sankha purbhaka nama gandhati vikalava sanikritu nidrahara viharagati vijitu chattanta dhinau chujo Radha Krishna Gunasmitir Madhuri Manandena Sambhaito Bande Rupa Sanatanu Rahujugo Sri Jiva Gopalaku. Srinivas Acharya has written this 8 verses about Sarva Goswami. How they are doing bhajan Can we imagine? Can I imagine? Every day, they are doing 1,000 obeisances to the 1,000 Vaishnavas. If you make twice or thrice, I'm gone. Shall die. Without the grace of Vaishnavas, you cannot get bhakti. They are particular about getting bhakti, not anything else. Only body. Do not think about this. They think about how to get love for Krishna, how to get contact with Krishna, how to remember Krishna always. They are particular in this. They don't care for this. Their body is something different. With this physical body you cannot imagine. Their body is also transcendent. So they could do this. Taking by going to different places, the begging like a bee. Bees are collecting honey from different flowers. Hey, very careful. And like that, they are not ordinary persons. They are not ordinary persons. Poor persons like us. Very aristocratic and very rich. Prime Minister Hushan Shah. Very rich person. Raghunath Das is ordinary person. They are not ordinary person. In worldly sense also. But they perform this. Shankha Pudbaka Nama Ganatidi. Every day, this Shankha we shall do. How to worship Sri Krishna, how to perform all these devotional forms by their own life, they are teaching us. We should remember. Srinivasarja has written this. Ashtak, 8 verses. Shankha Pudbaka Nama Gana Nativi. Nativi means making obeisance. Gan or songs. They're doing. Songs for the satisfaction of Krishna and devotees. Not for the satisfaction of conditioned souls of the world. How we can satisfy conditioned souls, that is our main target. How to increase manpower, how to get some money. Whether manpower and money will go with me. What will go with me? Only devotion. Thereafter this, they are always engaging their whole energy for the service of Sri Krishna and his devotees. We don't regard a cottage. We shall remain under a tree. Don't take trouble. Prime Minister, Sanatana, remaining under the tree. No food, no breakfast, luncheon, and all the dinner and supper. Nothing is there. We shall beg somehow to give the body. We cannot imitate this. They have got no power to imitate, because they are realized souls. But they have shown how to perform, devotional forms, how to practice, how to worship. Nama Garnati, the Karavashi. Whole day and night they spent only for this. And little time for taking some. Little time. But we are not of that state. If you want to imitate, you will not be able to do it. So we have to see their purpose, and if we can get their grace, then nothing is impossible. Actually pray for their grace, nothing is impossible. Everything may be possible. Always praying the grace. Vishnudar Bhavati Vaj. Always praying the grace. Always doing. We saw. I was also there. Krishna Babaji Maharaj was there. Whole night doing Harinam. How? Whole Bhajavandar Parikma is to move. What? With Mridanga. Never kept faith Mridanga on the ground. Never submitted any kind of complaint to anybody. I was taking this. Nobody had to know. With enthusiasm. He was taking Mridanga and doing sometimes himself, sometimes we are doing, but Mridanga always. On foot we are moving at that time, not these buildings. We saw. Because he has got that sort of taste of remembering Krishna always, remembering Krishna. Not care for the body. Money from ISKCON devotee, they sent some money. I wanted to give, he did not take. But forcibly I gave. And they also gave. And Krishna Babaji Maharaj sent all the amount to our Chaitanya Gauri Math in Vrindavan. Sent. I did not want this. All the amount. And that I want to spend for Samadhi. Where is Samadhi there? In Nandagram. Not a single pious thing he took. He said that. And why you are... No. You will keep it. I don't want this. Can you imagine this? Where they are staying, where we are staying. Even with us he is moving. Yet we do not understand. With us, moving. He had been to Jammu to grace me, to encourage me. And some blankets come, and they were distributed. Babaji Maharaj, I do not require any blanket. And you should take. Everybody, the blanket kept separately, gave somebody else. With one small cloth, that was lying. Did not take. I know it. Remaining with us. No sabji jaya. No, this is sufficient. Don't regard this. We have not seen Swara Goswami. But some devotees, some personal associates of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, we have seen how they are behaving. ಶಂಖಪೂರ್ವಕ ನಾಮಗಾರಣೋತಿ ಭಿ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಸ್ಪೆಂಡಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಹೋಲ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಡೇ ಅಂಡ್ ನೈಟ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿಸ್ ನಿದ್ರಾಹಾರ ವಿಹಾರ ಚತ್ತಂತ ದೀನ ದೇ ಕಾಂಕರ್ಡ್ ನಿದ್ರಾ ದೇ ಆರ್ ನಿದ್ರಾ ಇಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ರಿಮೆಂಬರಿಂಗ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಎಲ್ಸ್ ಆಹಾರ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಕಾಂಕರ್ಡ್ ಆಹಾರ and they are moving the hill, we shall go there, no. Only there, giving their whole energy for this. 24 hours. Let me see. Shankha purbhaka nama garnati bhi kalabhasani kritau nidraharad bhi abhyadi chattanta dhinau chujau. Like an indigent person, poor person, barely moving, without any good cloth, no. Outside person will think, is very poor, pauper. But they are big persons. Worldly sense. Chattanta Dino Juju, Radha Krishna Gunasmitin Modhuri Manandana Sammito. Bande Rupa Sanatano Rahujugo Srijiva Gopalako. I sing their glories. Glorify word is not appropriate. Still we are seeing that they use the word glorify. When the dictionary it is written, those who use the word glorify of some Vaishnav, they are speaking high of that Vaishnav, those qualities are not there. You go to dictionary, go through dictionary, it is written. They are speaking something more. Those qualities are not there in Vishnu. It is a kind of offense. No. We can say, to sing the glories, you may try. Nobody can glorify, increase the glories of Vaishnavas. As per degree of our submission to them, their glories will sent to us. To that extent we may know. Nothing more. And that is not the last. You should not have any vanity. You have already know all the glories, infinite glories of the Vaishnavas. Nobody can know. Here, Raghav Goswami, he has also came from there, Champaklata, one of the 8 Sakhis, but appeared in Ramnagar in South India. And from there he came to Vrindavan and always circumambulated. Very hot season, where there is hot wind, and they are not caring for this. What is their body? You can imagine. And doing. When Srinivasacharya and Narottam Thakur, they came to know Raghunath Bhattam, Raghav Goswami is a very great Vaishnav. Then they approach and submit their prayer. Yes. I have got also liking. You go with me. I can show you all corners where nobody can even reach on foot. You are showing everything, all the times. You have seen. Finally. disadvantaged in Bhakti Ratnakara. Venerable Chakravarti. And when they came, three persons, to Kanbavan, they are walking through, going through Kanbavan on barefoot, not on rickshaw or any car, nothing. They are moving on barefoot. And there are thorns in Vrindavan. Yes. They are taking out, again going. Yet, they did not care for this. This is thorn of Vrindavan Dham. Reminds us, don't forget Krishna. If you forget, then I shall enter. You have performed Vanjatra. And performed Vanjatra barefoot. And thorns enter into it. No, you are lucky. Pichalpari, if you go there, then there are so many thorns. You cannot avoid. He didn't go there as parents. This side thorn, that side thorn. If you give or put there, yet Vaishnavas are going. Alta Pahari, one kind of color, in the feet, lotus feet of Radharani. That lila, it is beyond our comprehension. Krishna is doing this service, but you cannot imagine. Paid every sense is there. Now, by going through the grove of Kadamba trees, you have not seen Kadamba tree. And this time, we had been to Mawai, what is his name? Chaitanya Vaishnava, the founder, Turiyacharya. We did not see him this time, but his disciple was there. He showed us, this is Kadamba tree, this is Radha Kunda, Sam Kunda, Gopeshwar Shiv, in some area, small Radha Kunda, small Sam Kunda. To remember, and on Kadamba tree, shown there. I think first Kadamba tree in Western country. These trees can be grown only in tropical countries, hot countries. Not in other countries, they will be grown. Very carefully you have to keep it. Kadamba tree. Through the Kadamba trees, they are moving. When moving, then Raghu Goswami said, please see these Kadamba trees grow. Here, Radha Krishna and Shokis have got all kinds of pastimes of such a bliss we cannot imagine. Blissful pastimes. They are all doing all kinds. And this side, they are altar of Jhulon and Radha Krishna at the pastime in Jhulon. In the month of Shravan, although today is Bhadra, first Bhadra, but it is within Shravan. From Ekadashi to Purnima. You have seen that order? When Jhulon was performed. Kambhavan, we have not seen it. In other place we have seen. Welcoming from Varsana to Nandagram. There is one mot there, established by Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Goswami. They are inside the show. This is Jhulon Mancha. But actually, Jhulon was performed there in Kambhavan. These 5 days, Ekadashi to Purnima, in Vrindavan, everywhere. What we will understand? In Jhulon, swinging ceremony of Radha Krishna. The cradle, not baby's cradle. And they are sitting face to face. And gopis, they are doing, sometimes Krishna pushed, and Radharani was afraid. She will fall down. We cannot imagine this. It is beyond our imagination. We shouldn't think about this. Our Gurudev used to say, what you are doing in our mot, this is Vaidhi Bhakti. Vaidhi Bhakti, what do you mean by Vaidhi Bhakti? Eita sadhana bhakti duita prakar. Ek Vaidhi Bhakti, Raganuga Bhakti. Ragin bhajan, jin jane bhaje shastri ragya. Vaidhi Bhakti bhali sarva shastri gaya. In Chaitanya Charitamrita. One who has got no rag, no actual prem, only gopis are entitled to enter into these pastimes. So much they can do everything for this satisfaction of Krishna. There are everything is, all things are engaged for the service of Krishna. It is not, cannot be done by Vaidhi Bhakti. Those who have got no natural love, only by the scriptural prescripts they are doing, as per scriptural injunctions, and as per orders of Guru Vaishnava, that is called Vaidhi Bhakti. We are actually worshipping Lakshmi Narayan, not Radha Krishna. Radha Krishna is in the front. Object of Vaidhi Bhakti is Lakshmi Narayan. Lakshmi Narayan, there is no this Ras Lila or this Jhulon Jatra, nothing. The play is based on the majestic aspect. Only by Shanta, Dasra and half Shakya, Gaurav Shakya, majestic Shakya. Our Guru Varga is to say, whatever you are doing, you are doing Vaidhi Bhakti. You should not commit all these offenses. 32 kinds of offense. 36 kinds of offense. Before the deity, you should not take charanamrita. If you have to take anything, charanamrita food, you should cover. If you take before them, that is aparad. Even charanamrita, you should take outside. Before the deity, you cannot sit by stretching your feet. Aparad. If I go on saying this, you will be puzzled. I don't want to say more. Huh? Want to say more? We cannot sit like this. We forget. By surrounding Ditu like this, before Ditu. Every time we forget, we got get some sort of pain here. Our body is such in this Kali Yuga. Now we have purchased something from the market and we have given something to your children. After giving, and the remnants you sent to the temple of Radha. What we have purchased first, part should be given to the Supreme Lord. Then the remnants you should take. Whenever any new fruit will appear, at that time, now that new fruit, you first give to deities. You cannot sleep just before deities. You have to sleep, you have to cover in this. Cover. Not before. Sleeping is private. Like this. 32-36 kinds of offenses for the Vaidhi Bhakti. But for Raga Bhakti, if you taking something, eating, if you offer, then you will go to inferno. You have taken something, and of the remnants they have given, then you will go to inferno. Hell, great offense. But one Brajavasi in Madhuban and one very good Vaishnava without committing any offense, he is doing worshipping puja. He had been to that place. He saw what this Brajavasi doing. Brajavasi just at 9 a.m. he was cooking something by the toothbrush. Toothbrush means with one branch. Of a piece of branch of the tree. After doing that, by the opposite side, he is cooking the food. You will go to hell. You don't know how to worship. Why? You have done this, you have spoiled. You have committed a great offense. I shall not do this in future. On the next day, it became late to offer food. He was very much afraid. Something, this sort of offense, that sort of offense. It should be given just before Krishna with the cowherd birds go to the forest. Before that, it should be given. By 10 a.m., not more, later than that. But it became 12 noon. And could not give, Krishna could not get the food earlier. Krishna rebuked that person. Who are you? Why have you come? To teach my devotee? I go to take my food? Go! I don't want you. That is, what is he is doing, is very good. You don't touch. This is Raga Bhakti. How can you understand this? In Ramanujacharya, who is very strict with all solution, used to worship Lakshminarayana. He came to Jagannath temple. He saw all this. They are cooking like this. They are eating and giving all these things. What is this? He taught them. You do not know how to worship. Very careful. You should commit offense. Warned the priests there, Jagannath temple, and went to bed after taking some prasad. In the morning he wake up, he saw him in South India. Jagannath Dev sent him to South India. You should not remain here. You go there. South India. What do you think? So you are also afraid of the devotees of Jagannath Dev. What they do, not do. You don't want to see anything. You can understand this. And they have got no such Brajavasi bhakti, but they are coming from their respective channel. All the pujaris, all the they're coming from Indradumna Maharaj, they are coming. But in Brajavasi, they are serving with love. They do not think Krishna as supreme love. That we cannot get now. Whatever you do, this is Vaidhi Bhakti. This Julan is Vaidhi Bhakti, Pari. But Vaidhi Bhakti, you can do this, but your all rules and regulations you have to accept and do whatever has been taught by you, by our Guru Bhargava. You have to do this. By doing this, when your lust and other desires will be removed, gradually you will be competent to have this Brajavasi Bhakti by Brajavasi devotee, gradually. Don't be hurry. But do it, this Julan Jatra, this is for you, Vaidhi Bhakti, not Raga Bhakti. There was a part from Gita. On the front, your highest object is Radha Krishna. But now you are doing, as you have got other ulterior desires, you cannot perform with love, with the relation, love relation. Only Krishna is the object of love, only pure love, not Vaidhi Bhakti. Yet you do it. And you think that Radha Krishna is one, but you are actually doing service of Lakshmi Narayana. Ultimately you will get it. Ultimately. Do Harinam. Avoiding tenfold offenses. Our Guru Bhargava used to say, they used to dance before this. Radha Krishna, they brought before, and there is another the cradle is there. There, Radha Krishna is there, and all are doing this. Rocking. What do you say, rocking? Swinging and rocking, and what is the pushing? Whatever. Like this. But we have got no right to do push. We can swinging slowly. That we will do where? Today? But daily swinging is performed by gopis, daily. The daily performing, Only this we do from Ekadashi to Purnima in the month of Shravan. Now it has become Bhadra, but actually Shravan. But daily, when you go through the 8 periods of the pastimes of Radha Krishna in Kartik Vrata, what is written there? Radha Kunde Sumilena Vikaradi Vibhushana Bhammat Kantra Mugdha Bhavarila. Dola Khela Bhagshi Hriti. There is written Dola Khela Bhagshi Hriti. Dholakhala means swinging. All kinds of pastimes you will find in Radha Kunda. Radha Kunda is the highest. Why? Even in Vrindavan you will not get it. Rupa Goswami has said in Upadeshamrita, Vaikuntha Janita Bala Madhupani Tatrapi Rasat Sravat Vrindaranyam Udhavinam Nata Travi Govardhana Radhavani Gokulapati Premam Nata Plamanat Kuja Virajagar Shebang Vivaki Nakhva. This is the 10th verse. Not 10th verse. It is 9th verse. Vaikuntha Jarita Vara Madhupuri. Vaikuntha Narayan is Lakshminayan is there. Lakshminarayan has not accepted any devotee as parents. There is no parental affection there. Only up to Santa Dasya Shakya, half Shakya. Mathura is superior to Vaikuntha because Krishna has accepted parents, Vasudeva Devaki. They have got the fortune to serve Krishna's son. Mathura is superior. And from Mathura, Brajadham has Yashoda Devi and Nanda Brajadha superior. That is not written here. After that, Vrindavan, where Rasa is there, superior than Mathura. Because in Mathura there is majestic aspect there. You cannot have constitute of love. And in Vrindavan, just under Vamsi Bhat, when Krishna played the pastimes of out playing on Dembu flute, by hearing that note, all the gopis attracted and Rashi Rasala. It is superior than Mathura, and Govardhan is further superior to Vrindavan. In the Govardhan caves, and Krishna, and with the gopis, there is so much esoteric, not exoteric, lilas there, then nobody can think about that. As much attachment you will have with Krishna, so much ananda you can get. And in Radha Kunda, highest. Nimbarka Sampradaya, they think Rashna is the highest in the night. But Gauri Vaishnava, Radha Kunda's pastimes of the meeting of Radharani and Krishna in Radha Kunda, it is the highest according to Gauri Vaishnava, not night Rashna. There also Rashna, everything is there. This Jhulan is also there, every day. Dola Khela Bhangshi Hriti. They are stealing the fluid. Bhambat kantra mugdha, bhamma. There is crookedness there. What is crookedness? Outside they are showing they have got no love for Krishna. No love. Instead, extreme love. Even a moment separation they cannot tolerate. But outside they are saying, I have got no love. You have got bhamma. Bamboo up. Where you will get it? Krishna can understand this. But they are showing that they are indifferent. They have got no love. And inside they are crying. Still, very difficult. Also, there is also norma. Norma means to do something by which laughter will be created. All kinds of best times we will find in Radha Kunda. We shall go through this in Vrajamandala Parikrama. I don't want to say now. If I get time, I shall speak. But I am also not competent to speak on this. Time is over.